Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're going to be taking your calls. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. It was so good to talk to Dr. Murray that past hour, and I've always liked the PGX products, Don, and but I have a renewed interest in getting the word out and recommending it as often as I can to people with weight loss issues, as well as people with diabetes or pre-diabetic situations.
Well, I agree with you, Sam, and that's what I was trying to convey at the beginning of the show. It's it, to me, the ideal situation is when you can use a supplement that has a lot of upsides,
right,
and so few downsides. And to me, you know, that's where this falls. Here you have this PGX product that has so many benefits, so many healthy benefits, and there's really hardly any, it's really hard to find a downside to it. So how can you lose?
Right. Well, you know, you talk about people with metabolic syndrome. You know, we are talking about people who are usually overweight, who may have issues with their diet and hunger and so forth and so on. Certainly they have issues with their blood sugar. They probably also have issues with cholesterol and blood lipid issues. Something like this really, like you said, will take care of a lot of issues and problems in one bottle. You know, often what we'd get, though, is a lot of people have a concept of fiber, and they don't realize it. It does take more than, you know, even though Dr. Murray mentioned that this stuff is pretty compact, still recommending two capsules three times a day is perhaps five too many for some people, but they don't understand the concept here. This stuff is fiber.
I mean, we take our vitamin supplements, we take our mineral supplements because in many cases we fear that we're not really getting as much of these essential nutrients as we should. I think most of us would fall into that same category when it comes to fiber,
absolutely,
dietary fiber.
Yep.
I mean, how many of us eat the kind of diet that really provides the recommended level of fiber? So even from just the standpoint of normalizing bowel function and keeping, you know, a proper bowel transit times and detoxification and normal bowel function, even, I mean, regardless of whether you use PGX or anything, a fiber supplement is probably an essential component to a good supplement regimen, regardless of whether you need to lose weight.
If you guys have, folks out there still have questions about PGX, we'd love to talk to you about it. Don and I know a lot about it, and we've been recommending it and getting good feedback from our customers, and Dr. Murray's here as well. So give us a call, 1-800.
I think Dr. Podell is here.
Podell, right. Did I say Murray? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Podell is here, and we'd love to talk to you. Okay, let's talk to Mark from Philadelphia. I know you've been waiting for a while, Mark. What's your question today?
Hey, I'm on now.
All right, buddy. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
A couple parts. First of all, arabinogalactin similar. He touched on, and then can I wait for that, or?
Well, arabinogalactin, I don't think he mentioned it. He did mention something about some sort of that this PGX is a type of specialized matrix of fiber. Arabinogalactin is, although it is a fiber, it's more of a mucopolysaccharide type substance for the immune system.
Right.
PGX is more of a fiber. Right? It acts like a fiber. It is a fiber.
Right. So arabinogalactin would be more like inulin, kind of thing? Or are they still different?
It may have, again, it may have, you know, a prebiotic type effect, but that's really not the purpose of arabinogalactin. That's larix or larch extract. It's for the immune system, infections, you know, that kind of thing. It's not really used the way PGX is used.
Okay. It's a larch extract?
Right. Right.
And who am I talking with? I can't tell your voices, except for Dr. Podell. He's distinct.
This is Sam.
Sam. Thank you. And, okay, so Dr. Michael Murray is not, he is not there.
He had to go back to his 3-year-old, I think.
3-year-old, right.
He was demanding his attention, as I guess she should be, right?
Right. Okay, and I'm hypoglycemic. He did mention something that's, you know,
Is this hypoglycemia in the typical reactive dietary hypoglycemia, or is it through because of taking too much insulin, or is it because you have some other kind of metabolic disorder? Because they're different in terms of how
you treat them. It's probably the normal thing, because I was tested. I'm in early 60s now, and I was back in 78, 79. I went to Gary Gordon, and he did
The typical so-called dietary hypoglycemia, Carlton Fredericks and such used to talk about, should be a good treatment for that.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, the thing about hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia is I believe that they're two sides of the same coin. It's a...
Right, and I'm pre-diabetic.
I would say it is. So the trick for you is to eat properly and don't skip meals, and if necessary, have some healthy in-between meals snacks. And of course, slowing down your digestion would probably be a great thing for someone with hypoglycemia.
Right.
So some PGX 3 times a day, don't skip meals. And
In effect, those of you familiar with glycemic index, something like PGX should lower the glycemic index of anything that you take afterward.
Right. Okay.
So you absorb sugar less rapidly than you would otherwise.
Yeah, he had mentioned one time, possibly on another program, that the grape nuts that are in the supermarket, that type of cereal, little sprouted thing, dried, they have a very high glycemic index, but they're the most cost-effective. The box weighs like a ton, and you pay, you know what I mean? So I was thinking of mixing the PGX with those things.
Well, if you want to do that, but...
Huh?
I mean, that will make... You absorb it less rapidly, which will lower the glycemic index of the grape nuts.
Well, that's the beauty of the whole thing. Like Dr. Podell just explained and what Dr. Murray touched on, and if you want more information, you can read the book. But taking the PGX effectively lowers the glycemic index of everything that you ingest following the taking of the PGX. So that's it. There's nothing, you know, that covers it. And it certainly makes it easy, whether you want to use grape nuts or you want to have a choco puffs or something, or cocoa puffs.
Cocoa puffs.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
we're
it
not
doesn't
recommending
matter if you
that.
Take, no, you know, but, it, but the point is that taking the PGX before ingesting any food will effectively lower its glycemic index.
Right.
When you start talking about mixing foods together, of course, the glycemic index of the individual foods becomes less and less meaningful. So that's where doing something like this is such an easy way to go and such a beneficial way to go.
Right.
So don't think you can overthink some of these things, and there's really no need for it, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk to Anne from Montclair, New Jersey. Thanks for waiting, Anne. What's your question?
My question is this. Thank you for taking my call. I'm insulin resistant.
Right.
And I don't have that much of an appetite. And yet I do take fiber, but I can't seem to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Are you on any medication?
No.
All right, well, this is an interesting situation, but not something unheard of. I've had a number of clients come in, and they at least tell me that they're not eating a lot, but they have a hard time losing weight. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a large group of people. Kind of the standard conventional wisdom is that, you just don't realize what you're eating. But my judgment is that, yes, people do know what they're eating, and that there's a metabolic slowness about these people. that we don't really know what to do with. Now, well, I'm sorry that Dr. Murray went back to his three-year-old, but I would have liked to be able to have, you know, ask that question. Maybe we ought to call him up again and announce it next week, because that's a really important group of people.
Well,
and
I think,
if this would work or not.
I think that's where you come in, Dr. Podell, not Dr. Murray. For this group of people, wouldn't the first thing that we'd have to do would be to look for any other underlying abnormalities, a thyroid problem, you know, things of that sort, to see, you know, if there's some other explanation.
And the but is that after you've looked for all those things, there's still a large group of people who swear up and down and are quite credible. They don't eat a lot. They're still heavy. Now, what I want to know is Dr. Murray must have experience with these people, too, and maybe his product would help that. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
I do have a question, though. Anne, you say you have no appetite. Does that mean you eat, like, once a day or something like that?
I eat small meals all day long, but they're very, very small and not enough to have bowel movement.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Not enough to have a bowel movement?
Well, it sounds like you could use some fiber.
I do take fiber.
I would. Maybe you may want to switch to PGX.
What kind of fiber are you taking?
FiberX or fiber.
Mm-hmm. Is your standard pharmacy-type fiber product?
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Then the fiber.
All right, well, you know, eating small meals throughout the day is certainly something often recommended to people with hypoglycemia. As a matter of fact, the last caller.
Well, I have that too.
So, eating small meals is, some people even mention it as a good weight loss method. For you, it's a tough one. I mean, you can.
How much overweight are you, Ann?
Oh, about 70 pounds or more.
70 pounds?
Well, I mean, you know, this is...
And I am active.
Right. Well, how do you feel generally?
Not bad.
And your
not
blood
bad.
Pressure?
Well, going up and down steps, I get winded.
Right. Is your blood pressure normal? Cholesterol's normal? Heart?
Yeah.
You had your heart checked out?
Yes.
You're pretty active?
Yes.
Yeah. So what? You can't spin in a bikini, all right?
Anne, have you ever actually sat down with a nutritionist and had somebody else look at what you eat and verify that you're not eating that much?
Not really, no.
I have a good idea of what I'm eating.
Well, but you see, Dr. Podell made a good point, and you know, it, scientifically, I mean, it's an impossibility. You can't not eat and not lose weight. I mean, the body has to...
Well, my metabolism, I feel, is shot.
Yeah, but the body has to be generating a calorie someplace, and it has to be in a positive caloric state. Now, you can go into a starvation mode where your body starts pulling back and stops functioning normally so that you don't starve, but except for that, you can't not be ingesting calories and not losing weight.
I think you're right, Don. I think an evaluation
of
the nutritionist.
Something has to be wrong here.
I think really sitting down with a nutritionist and really getting every bit of information straight, I think you're right.
Yeah, that is the first step, because there clearly are people who are eating more than they think. I think there's also a group of people.
And what they're eating, too.
Right, who metabolically are, in effect, slow. And
I try to stay away from carbs.
Right.
Helps.
But Dr. Murray's product does more, as he says, is more than fiber. I wouldn't be shocked if it would help in a much broader scale, even for somebody who isn't eating a lot. But I don't know if that's true or not true. But it's plausible that it might.
Can I ask you something that's unrelated?
Make it quick, because we've got to take a break here.
Yeah. If I have a large elevated lead in my system, would that hamper my circulation in my legs?
It would damage you in general. I'm not sure that it hampers circulation, but it certainly hurts the nervous system and other things if it's truly high and an accurate reading.
Yeah, it is, and I was thinking of maybe chelation therapy might do the trick.
First thing is to confirm that lead is high.
It's extremely high.
Well, then you should see somebody There are false readings in the lead. If they've given you a chelation agent and do a urine the next day, the values that you get there are based compared to the normal value. But chelation will bring extra lead out, and you get a falsely high reading.
All right, and good luck. We hope you find the answers to your dilemmas. All right, we're going to take a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you have learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire lines of American Health and Home Health are now on sale, 35% off list price. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. You've got questions for us. We'd love to hear from you. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Looking for that good gut feeling? When it comes to intestinal health, there are a billion good reasons to take Acidophilus supplements from American Health. Acidophilus formulas contain the billions of active microorganisms that are guaranteed at time of manufacture and are necessary to encourage proper nutrient absorption. By perfecting the natural balance of specially selected Acidophilus cultures, American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them. This is especially important after a treatment of penicillin, which has been shown to deplete these friendly bacteria. American Health Liquid Acidophilus comes in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. For on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Plus, our two new soy-based formulas offer the ideal milk-free probiotic solutions. A billion reasons, many probiotic choices, one American Health. Look for Acidophilus products from American Health at Wilner Chemists.
This is Sam Forbes, and before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. And right now we have sale discounts in effect up to 50% off list price. Full lines are on sale. We have American Health, Source Naturals, Home Health, 35% off list price. We've got Doctor's Best, 33% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Desert Essence, Kyolic, and many other lines, 30% off list. And we also have Gerald Formulas at 25% off list. Again, the entire line. Pick up our latest product reference catalog and sale flyer. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner2ls.com and subscribing online.
And, of course, the other option is to come by in person and visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store, where Sam Forbes holds court regularly, is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Speaking of downtown, Sam, have you wrapped up the actual day that you're going to be doing that
Dr. Vanessa.
That's right.
Collagen anti-aging 3
right.
a demo.
Yeah, Dr. Sally Wright is going to be there, and she's going to be doing demos at both stores on Wednesday. They're going to be down at a 253 store where I am at I think around 12 to 2, and they're going to be at the Midtown location, 100 Park Avenue, also at 12 to 2. So if you're
going to be at both stores in the at the same time?
Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday downtown and Thursday uptown.
Oh, okay. That's what, okay. You had me confused there. Okay, folks. So,
a little confusing.
Yeah, okay. So Wednesday is going to be at 253 Broadway downtown. If you want to come by, talk to Dr. Sally Bird from
Sally
Dr.
Bird,
Vanessa's formulas. I guess they can. I'll give you a taste of that anti-aging 3 collagen formula. And on Thursday, they'll be up at 100 Park Avenue. Anyway, having said all of that, Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And speaking of Dr. Podell, you know, we've had a number of calls on the lines today, and I think some of these callers, you know, probably could use a doctor who is expert in both conventional medicine and alternative medicine. I think it's pretty evident. Someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that one or the other alone cannot do. And if you've been listening, you'd know that we do have someone here who fits that description right here in the studio, our own Dr. Richard Podell, who's now going to tell you about his practice and how you can reach him.
That's right. Well, as you know, we do what we call integrative medicine, or what is generally called integrative medicine, which means that we come from a background of conventional medicine. But in addition to that, we find that if you systematically look at the natural healing systems of the body, which include the biochemistry and metabolism that Dr. Murray was talking about before, which includes the sleep processes, includes digestive processes, includes exercise, includes stress, but much broader than I think that most doctors do, which many do exercise and stress, but there's a whole biochemical and hormonal component, thyroid and so on, that seems to have an important role in the body's natural healing. So we find that when you pay attention to that, you get better results. People who want to spend the time and energy, and it takes quite a bit of time and energy for that, mainly people with chronic illness, we welcome them to New Jersey. We're in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window. Now let's go for a quick check of the traffic.
Well, taking a look at William Floyd Parkway, southbound traffic slows at Middle Island Road with an accident just about cleared away, but still causing some backups. Elsewhere on the island in Lindenhurst, East John Street at North Indiana Avenue, we have an accident in the process of being cleared. So far, the LIE, Northern State, and Southern State all reported to be in good shape. The New York State Thruway southbound before exit 16 in Harriman, we have slow traffic, rubbernecking of a grass fire off the roadway. In New Jersey, the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur still slow on the southbound side between exits 16W and 15W. This is all because of construction set up in the right lane that's set to be in place until early Monday morning. Garden State Parkway northbound still heavy at exit 74 and Forked River from an earlier accident which has been cleared. This report brought to you by Visa. Every company succeeds in its own way, and Visa Business can help with smart, simple, and secure payment options. No matter what you want to do in business, business takes Visa. I'm Bill Gordon for WOR.
Is joint pain affecting the daily quality of your life? Does climbing stairs or putting on socks or just getting out of bed in the morning hurt? This is Len Smith, the CEO of BSP Pharma, the makers of FlexNow Joint Formula. FlexNow is a totally new, all-natural dietary supplement that has been clinically shown to help reduce joint-specific inflammation and cartilage deterioration, giving you complete relief from your joint pain. With just three soft gels taken together daily, we promise you complete relief, not partial relief, in 30 to 60 days or a complete refund. So what are you waiting for? Try FlexNow today, and you have nothing to lose but your joint pain. And visit us at www.flexnow.us to learn more about this great new product.
FlexNow is available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
In fact, Green Magma and Magma Plus are on sale at 30% off list price.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive, organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. And I just want to tell you that that last portion of the Wilner Window was brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, discount priced, of course. And here's some great news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 35% off list price. Okay, without further ado, let's get back to our audience who have questions for us. And let's talk to Margaret. Hi, Margaret. How can we help you today?
Hi, you have a very interesting and informative show, and
thank you
very much for taking my call. Dr. Murray was quite on the mark as to many things that are associated with me, but I've had a lifetime of constipation problems from childhood on, and I have a thyroid problem, and now I have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and the whole bit, irritable bowel syndrome. But one thing that is a little bit different and no one has ever touched on is the fact of a redundant colon, which I believe is part of the problem, because I've used all kinds of, fiber in the form of natural foods, salads, everything. But I really believe, and I just found this out a few years ago from a colonoscopy report, that the doctor had trouble getting to the top of the colon because it was so, in other words, God endowed me with a lot of colon. So I wanted to know.
A well-endowed colon, okay.
Yes.
See, it's interesting.
Which I didn't need.
you see, it's interesting, you know, this ties into a comment I was going to make about the caller a few moments ago who claimed that she couldn't lose weight even though she did eat anything. She made a little quick comment. I'm not sure if anybody else caught it, but that she's avoiding carbohydrates. Now you just made a comment that you've been taking a lot of different fiber sources, and you said salads. Well, salads are not a good source of a fiber, contrary to what the majority of people think. Okay, just because something has a stringy texture doesn't mean it's a good source of dietary fiber.
Doctors
don't always know what's right. Okay, the person who called a moment ago who said that she. All right, let me just finish my point.
Okay,
and the reason, and this is where someone like Dr. Podell comes into play, where the people at Wilner's come into play. The previous caller, she's avoiding carbohydrates, and yet she thinks that she's not getting many calories in her diet. Well, if she's avoiding carbs and getting a lot of oil and fat in her diet, you know, fat has almost 2.5 times the caloric density of carbohydrates. So if she's eating a low carbohydrate diet, maybe she's eating a high fat diet, and maybe she's getting a lot more calories in what she thinks are small healthy meals than she really is. This is where people like Dr. Podell, people like our nutritionists and pharmacists at Wilner's can be a little bit helpful. Anyway, the salad thing may or may not have any bearing on your particular question, but I couldn't help but tie it into the other little thing I was going to talk about. So, when we talk about the PGX, ideally for a person with a normal range of problems, PGX, along with maybe a good probiotic, would be the perfect solution for the kinds of problems that you're describing. On the other hand, you have a pretty unique set of circumstances. You have a number of health problems. You know, this is where you may need to sit down with somebody like a Dr. Podell, not a normal physician who thinks that lettuce is a high fiber food.
No, but I do use other things like coarse bran, and I've used flaxseed, and I've used,
Fine. But, you know, what I'm saying is that if you have normal bowel function, normal nerve function, if the bowel, if the innervation to your bowel is intact and works properly, the kinds of fibers that we're talking about in the proper quantities should have solved your problem. If they did not, then we have to turn to Dr. Podell and say, well, what other explanations could there be? Now, he may not be able to answer that question just, you know, talking to you over the radio, but there's obviously some other things wrong.
Yeah, if you look at the conventional view, I was just looking at the Mayo Clinic website, they say, well, the redundant bowel doesn't really mean much unless the bowel twists on itself. But my opinion, and I think many, is that for sure constipation is associated with redundant bowel. And I think a trial of the PGX would make sense because it seems to have something more than any of these other fibers. Now, it may not help you because constipation and certainly all these other conditions you have are much more complex than just the length of your large bowel. The large bowel is not where you absorb your nutrients. That's where you get rid of the feces. That there's got to be more of a problem at higher up in your bowel if there is a GI element to this.
All right. Thank you, Margaret, and I hope we've been of some help to you, and good luck. Let's go on to our next caller, Sue from Clifton, New Jersey. How can we help you today, Sue?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I actually am a person who has experienced better living through Dr. Podell's services, and saw him many years ago and have done very well ever since.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I have a little girl who's 2.5. She has had a myriad of medical traumas, you know, from everything, unfortunately, from open-heart surgery to the unfortunate incident of falling down and having hand stitches, left her with a very serious anxiety about clinical settings and almost carrying through to, like, an unreasonable level. We've sought help for, you know, a lot of sensory processing disorders. There's some debate on which came first, whether she was anxious about all of these things that happened to her, extra anxious because she has a sensory processing disorder, or whether she's keyed up because she's got a post-traumatic situation. However, I have been seeking out different supplements and diets that might help calm her nervous system. And we've, you know, eliminated gluten and artificial dyes and things of that nature with maybe a little bit of success. I've added, you know, omega-3s and a magnesium powder that I dissolve in water, and she drinks it. I wanted to know if there's anything else that you could suggest and or a better form of magnesium. I know magnesium is a touchy thing. It has to be readily absorbable. And for a 2.5-year-old, certainly swallowing pills is not an option.
Well, it's difficult for us to recommend something to a 2-year-old. You're going to have to bring your pediatrician into the loop with anything that we suggest.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Dr. Podell,
I know what I would say for a 12-year-old or a 32-year-old. I really shouldn't say anything about a 2-year-old because it's a whole different species, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the thing is, I feel comfortable recommending homeopathy, for instance.
Okay.
There's something called Rescue Remedy from Bach Flower, and a lot of people use it and purchase it and feel that it gives them some relief. However, it is an alcohol-based product. You could put it in a little bit of water and let it sit for a while, and let the eventually alcohol should evaporate. And you could just take little sips of it. She could take little sips of it. Outside of homeopathy, it's difficult to make recommendations, you know, without a pediatrician.
Yeah, I mean, just something sort of on the side. I take it you've seen what's called pediatric psychology people. The standard treatment for post-traumatic stress, at least in older people, is a desensitization process, a psychological desensitization where you expose them to little things that are sort of like what happened and then a little bit more and a little bit more.
And we've been working with a behaviorist doing that.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we've seen, pediatric, a couple pediatric psychologists, and actually a pediatric psychiatrist as well, because this has been ongoing now since she was 14 months old. So it's turned into, you know, a pretty serious sleep disorder and everything like that. So I have,
We wish we could be of more help, Sue, but really for that young a child, it's hard for us to be of any help.
I would look to, you know, maybe a homeopath and homeopathy. You might be surprised that children seem to do pretty well using homeopathy in terms of, it's pretty safe. With very few side effects. So maybe that's an area that you can explore. Thanks for the call, Sue. All right, let's talk to Valerie from Rocky Point, Long Island. How can we help you today, Valerie?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was diagnosed with osteoporosis maybe 5-7 years ago, and I've been taking Boniva and Actin Elbows. But after reading the negative press about these medicines, I'd like to know what supplements I could take and how much and when.
Well, you know, that's going to probably be a long answer. I have a feeling Don's probably going to mention a few things, and so will I and Dr. Bedell. We are going to come up to a break. So you know what I think I'll do, Valerie? We'll take a break and give our sponsors a chance to talk a little bit, and then we're going to get back to your answers, okay? All right, it's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell. And we'll be back in a moment.
Hey, Barbara, so what's the matter?
Martha, I am sick. My sinuses are infected. Could be a cold, the flu, allergies, I don't know. I feel awful.
Barbara, have you heard? Seagate has this wonderful, all-natural, homeopathic olive leaf nasal spray. It works on everything. It'll clear you right up.
Do I need a prescription?
Nope. It's all natural, but boy, is it strong. It is laboratory-tested, doctor-recommended, and none of the side effects of prescription drugs. In fact, the only side effect is getting better.
Martha, can I use it as a preventative?
Of course. Take it everywhere, especially on planes. You should see some of the germs I've sat next to.
I bet it costs a lot of money.
Wrong again. It's under $10, and there are hundreds of sprays in a bottle. Seagate Olive Leaf Nasal Spray is even safe for kids.
To receive copies of their independent lab results, call 1-888-505-4283. Seagate's Olive Leaf Nasal Spray can be found at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curve. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curve lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells, so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we were talking to Valerie, and she had some questions about osteoporosis. First, we'll start off with Dr. Podell, because Valerie did mention that you were taking some medications. And Don, we'll go to you for some of your recommendations.
The important thing is that all the nutritional therapies you can take in addition to the Boniva and so forth. So whether you should take the Boniva or the other bisphosphonates or not.
No, I really don't want to take either one of them.
Okay. For other people listening, there, if you are taking those medicines and your doctor feels you should take those medicines, then you should. And the nutritional part gets added on top of it. For people who aren't going to take those medicines, you still need the nutritional part. What I don't want people to do is start nutrition and then automatically stop the medicine, because you can take them both together. So the simple thing is first measure the vitamin D level. Your doctor can do that. And then titrate the vitamin D level up to a minimum of, what the level is 32, and maybe higher than that. As you talk
Wait, you said my doctor can measure the vitamin
D
level?
Well, the laboratory. They send the blood in.
Oh, blood test. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, calcium, you know, something like 1,000 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
Strontium seems to be useful. Sam, the dose on that is what, like 750 or?
Something like that. It's going to be 2 or 3, depending on the manufacturer, but about 700 milligrams would be two capsules in the middle of the day.
Yeah, there's fairly strong data on strontium.
Right.
There's somewhat weaker but still interesting data on vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole variety of minerals that people normally need are also needed for this. And we're talking about magnesium, zinc, et cetera. So let me turn over to Don at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Don, I mean, he mentioned don't forget the vitamins. So, and he just mentioned a few. There are some products that Valerie might want to look into.
If you want to do it the easy way, Valerie, here's what you can do, okay?
Yes.
You should be taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, all right? The kind that we recommend, if you want it the easiest way, is the kind that includes calcium and magnesium. Products that fall in that category would be Wilvite, My Favorite Multi. There's a number of other products. What's nice about these is if you take the recommended dose, which in the case of something like Wilvite or My Favorite Multi would be 2 tablets twice a day. If you take the 2 tablets twice a day, that gives you all of your regular vitamins, all your trace minerals. It gives you a total of 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 500 milligrams magnesium. Now, that takes care of the basic foundations. You, since you have osteoporosis, will need a little bit more than that, okay? You are going to need an additional amount of calcium, maybe a little bit more of vitamin D. You're going to need special things like the the flavonoids and a little bit of boron, perhaps. There are products that are designed for just this purpose, okay? We have one called a bone complex. There's all the companies have a product like this. You would take that product in addition to the Wilvite, okay? If you took bone complex, you would take two Wilvite and at least one bone complex twice a day. You may even want to take a little bit more. That would cover all of these other things, extra vitamin D, extra calcium, extra boron. The only things that wouldn't be included would be the few things like Dr. Podell mentioned, the strontium, that you'd have to take separately, and maybe silicon, like a product like Biosil. So four products I mentioned would pretty much cover all of the nutrients that you'd need: Wilvite, bone complex, strontium, and Biosil. Did I leave anything out, Sam?
That sounds good to me. That sounds.
Hello?
I mean, vitamin K, but that's in.
Well,
the,
that's in. That's I think in vitamin K is in both Wilvite and the bone complex.
Right.
That's why.
Okay.
I mean, sure.
You're all set.
I mean, you can go and take all these things individually if you really want to.
No.
But there's no need for it.
Right. Wait, what is the Biosil, though?
Silica. Biosil is a liquid silicon supplement, very bioavailable. There is silicon in the bone complex, I believe. But if you have osteoporosis, you want to get a little bit extra. The Biosil's been shown to be very, very helpful in that regard. So I would make that like the fourth item in the list of priorities.
Right.
Okay.
It also does come in capsules as well.
Is liquid better than the capsule, would you say?
It's a higher dose.
If you like liquid better than capsules, then the liquid is better. If you like capsules better than liquid, then the capsule is better.
And I can get it. Does it matter which brand I use?
There's only one brand of Biosil.
Yeah, Biosil is a very unique product, so that's the only one.
And the bone complex is?
Wilner's.
Wilner's, okay.
Right.
And what about the strontium?
Doctor's Best.
Doctor's Best. That's
whatever,
a good brand.
You know, just when you call up, just ask which one. You know, sometimes we have one of the good brands on sale. We'll tell you. You know, if we do, we'll tell you. Otherwise, we'll just recommend a good one. There aren't too many choices there.
Okay. Yeah, there's not a lot of strontiums, but that would be the one.
How many milligrams of that?
It's two a day.
Just two pills a day?
Yeah, two a day. And you have to take your strontium away from your calcium supplement.
Okay.
Some have even said away from food, but I think that's not necessary. Take it away from your calcium supplement.
Okay. And
that's
the Biosil is how much of that?
Probably if you take the liquid, take it as directed. I think it's like 20 drops
liquid,
once
Sam.
A day, or I would say a couple of capsules a day anytime.
Okay, it'll say on the bottle.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Valerie, good luck, and let us know.
I will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks
bye.
For the call. We have time for maybe one more call. Let's talk to Ellen from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Yes. Hi. Thank you, gentlemen. I have a question about the PGX Daily.
Sure.
I have an ileostomy, and I'm wondering whether or not that product would be good for me, because I do have other health issues.
Right.
You know,
the
diabetes and the A flutter and so forth. So would that cause me any backup or any?
Well, it is a fiber, and it does regulate bowel. Talk to your surgeon or your doctor and ask him if it's okay for you to increase your fiber intake. I don't see any problem.
Well,
with it.
An ileostomy is a very special case. The colon is out, and so if you take too much, you're more vulnerable to diarrhea-type problems. PGX might or might not be tolerated.
Right.
I think you need to talk to your GI or your surgeon.
Right.
There'd be little harm in trying it gingerly after they give approval.
Because the only problem that I've had with fiber is if a real roughage, like, say, in broccoli or corn or any of that sort of thing.
Well, this is very, very potent fiber, and so I think you could call this real roughage, so it might not be good for you.
But isn't it soft, though? Isn't it like...
Yeah, when people say roughage, they might have different things in mind.
It's not rough.
You know, a water-insoluble fibers like wheat bran are in some definitions rough. The water soluble fibers like these mucilaginous things like the oat bran and the psyllium and the PGX are, in that way of looking at it, not rough. They're more gentle on the bowel. So from that standpoint, you would not expect that kind of a problem. You probably would want to, if you did try it, you'd want to start off with a small dose and start off carefully and see what happened. Instead of getting you could actually get the soft gel. I would just take a pin and prick the soft gel, squeeze out a small amount, right. and just gradually, kind of test it. Try a little bit first, a little bit more, and see what happens. But again, ideally, you want to do this only with the approval or with the okay of your physician.
Thanks for the call, Ellen. Okay, well, we were talking about PGX, and in the first hour, we had mentioned PGX, and Dr. Murray was on the line with us, and you can get the PGX products from Wilner Chemists.
And, okay. And of course, Sam, as you mentioned.
Got to take a break here. Hold on. We'll be right back, Don. Right.
Research shows that all of us suffer from some degree of heavy metal and carcinogen toxicity. How do we rid our bodies of these toxic metals? Some try IV or oral chelation, but this is expensive and often comes with its own side effects. Good news. 18 months of research at Metagenics has resulted in a breakthrough heavy metal chelation product called MetalloClear. This new product boosts your body's ability to remove heavy metals by increasing levels of metallothionein, a natural detoxifier. It's safe and effective. MetalloClear even chelates cadmium, a toxin not removed by other types of chelation. MetalloClear contains turmeric, polyphenol-rich hops, andrographis, and zinc, and it works best when combined with other Metagenics detox products such as UltraClear Plus pH. You no longer have to put up with accumulated heavy metal toxins. Easy, effective detoxification is now available from Metagenics. MetalloClear, along with UltraClear Plus pH from Metagenics, available from the health professionals at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, well, that's it. We're done. Don, what did you want to say? You want to jump in real quick there?
Wanted to point out PGX Plus on sale at 25% off list price.
That's right. Okay, Don. And Dr. Bedell, thanks. Ira and Noah, thank you guys. You're invited to visit us at either one of our two stores at 100 Park Avenue at one block south of Grand Central and 253 Broadway at across from City Hall. Okay, everybody, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement.